Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by SimpliSafe. This holiday season, check home security off your to-do list. Protect your home with our friends at SimpliSafe Home Security. Now is the perfect time. SimpliSafe is having its biggest holiday sale ever. Right now, you can take a whopping $200 off SimpliSafe's special holiday security package. Here's how. This award-winning alarm system has everything you need to protect your home. An arsenal of 17 security sensors to secure each door and window. There's a panic button, a blaring extra siren, and a wireless connection to authorities and police dispatch. So your family, your home, and everything stays safe around the clock. Usually this alarm system is $600. Right now it's just $400. This is the biggest deal SimpliSafe has ever offered. Plus, there's no long-term contract. Check it out right now, SimpliSafePMT.com, SimpliSafePMT.com. Go right now, SimpliSafePMT.com, $200 off that. Keep everyone safe. Today's episode is also brought to you by Stance Socks. Stance has turned one of the world's most boring accessories, socks, into one of its most exciting by turning them into a canvas for self-expression. I know I wear nice socks. I just started doing it, and people notice. They notice Stance Socks sent me some new socks. They're cool. They're flashy. People say, whoa, look at those socks. And I'm like, yeah, Stance, bro. So Stance Socks has, here's what they got. They have the NBA on-court collection. They just launched collegiate collection. They have MLB. They have everything you need for the holiday season. You know a big fan. Hook them up with some Stance Socks. There's a single place you can go this year and do all your holiday shopping. Like I said, Stance has completely redefined a classic Christmas staple, socks, and made them cool again. Go explore the newest and best-selling collections for awesome gifts for yourself at stance.com. That's stance.com, the uncommon thread.
It's Part of My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Part of My Take. It is Friday, December 2nd, a.k.a. MAC Championship Day.
A.k.a. the official start of Pubesember.
Yes.
Hairy Christmas.
Yes.
I threw away my razor, my electric razor today. Feeling good. Got my holiday sweater working. I encourage you all to join me out there.
So we are live from Detroit. Detroit Rock City. We're here for Western Michigan versus Ohio. We drove the RV all the way from New York. Long day of driving, but we have finally arrived, and we are excited for the MAC Championship. The Natty Tour, we're then going to Indianapolis for the Big Ten Championship. But first, we have some business at Ford Field, some MAC, the MAC daddy of them all.
That's right. I read today, I'm not sure if I believe it yet, but I read that they've sold like 48,000 tickets to this
crowd.
Game. And as opposed to last year, what was it, like 20,000 people?
I don't even know if it was that many. It was very sad last year.
They had their thumb on the scale.
Yes, yeah.
But apparently they're close to a sellout.
Yeah.
So that'll be wild.
So I'm excited. So check us out. I think we're going to actually be on the sidelines. So
I'm going to be the guy that looks like Kid Rock. I'm going to pretend that it's Detroit's Halloween on December 2nd. They're mm-hmm. a little bit behind the time, so mm-hmm. about a month late. And I'm going
to a lot of razors in the candy in Detroit.
That's right. I'm going to walk into Ford Field with a bottle of Jim Beam and straightened hair and no shirt and jeans, and people are going to think I'm Kid Rock.
And we are going to be on the sidelines, so check us out. We probably will maybe be on ESPN too. I don't know.
Might catch a touchdown pass.
Who knows? We actually were talking about bringing
on the shoulder, put
me in. We were talking about bringing a football and just throwing it around pregame, just seeing if anyone's like, "Ooh, these guys! Wow, they look good."
I've got some eligibility left.
Yeah,
I got 4 years.
Yeah, that's everything. Hank's ready. You never got paid?
Nope.
Hank, okay. This would be like a very sad version of that Dennis Quaid movie, The Rookie,
mm-hmm.
except just like an old, washed-up, 23-year-old guy that's been partying for
You're
five
basically
years.
The 65-year-old dude that took that one
You're washed up play. For a college freshman is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, you're washed.
Yeah, so yeah, washed.
For sure. All right, so that is the MAC Championship. Like I said, everyone check us out. If you're going to be in Detroit, if you're going to be in Indy, come say hello. The Natty Tour is welcoming to everyone. Just make sure you're drinking Natty. Don't be bringing that weak sauce in here. Don't
no
bring
beast.
Any of that other stuff. Bring the Natty
yep.
to the house. Guys, we got something big to talk about.
We actually have a lot to talk
about.
But
today. We before we have everything else to talk about, we have this to talk about. Tiger Woods is back.
Yes.
Physically back, mentally and competitively not back, but physically he is back.
Well, okay.
Phase two.
I would say that mentally he's back too because so he was 3 under
mm-hmm.
after the 14th hole, and then he had like, you know, some double bogey, whatever. You know, just your basic close out of a round. Ended up shooting par, I think.
Nope. One over.
Same thing. And I'd just like to say that if he had stayed at -3, he would have shot a 69. Tiger, as we know, is a sex addict.
Yep.
And we all have triggers when
he's
comes
a Blasian who likes to pee on people.
He cannot go out there and shoot a 69. He knew that. He knew that'd be a trigger
yep.
for him. So
right back into right a back. Hooters.
He'd march yeah. straight into the nearest Perkins and stick his dick in whatever. And so it
not just stick his dick in the pancakes, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah, thanks. It's late.
No, but like it took a lot of mental strength for him to not fall into that trap. It's hard. It's just as hard for a sex addict to shoot a round of golf while horny as it is for like a drug addict to pitch a no-hitter on LSD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he probably was horned up the whole time thinking about that 69.
Mm-hmm.
I love the round, though, because it was the perfect Tiger. All the Tiger fanboys. I was getting tweets nonstop mm-hmm. being like, you owe Tiger an apology after his front nine. And then he can't keep it together. This is what Tiger Woods is now. He's mm-hmm. going to win a couple shitty tournaments. He is going to have a couple days where he looks like old Tiger. But show me Tiger Woods 4 days in a row at the highest level. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Not going
to
happen.
And you know what? He's giving a new meaning to old Tiger, too, because the dude looks really, really old right now.
Oh, yeah,
now.
His hair.
His hair is like he's growing that sweet pencil thin chin strap with
he's
a goatee.
Shave.
Well, as mandated by Monster Energy Drink, you have to have a chin strap if you're going to be a sponsor.
Can we say that right now? So Tiger's sponsored by Monster. Like yeah. that
Banging
is,
Monsters.
What a fall from grace.
Yeah.
That's worse than like the whole Alin thing and, you know, getting caught cheating and all that stuff that went on.
Wait, how did you pronounce his wife?
Alin.
Alin?
Is it not?
Is that like Greta?
Alin. I mean, it's Swedish.
Alin.
It's E-L-I-N.
Alin.
Ellen.
Okay, well, I'm happy you stopped me for that. We talked about the pronunciation of Ellen in Sweden for a minute. This is way worse, though. Going down to banging monsters, being paid to bang monsters on tour.
Yeah.
This is sad. I don't even think John Daly. Well, I think John Daly has a Red Bull sponsorship.
Yeah.
He's one up.
He's one up a monster for sure. I'd like to see Tiger turn into, was it Cabrera, the guy that smokes on the golf course?
Yeah.
I'd like to see Tiger just embrace the new, Miggy. Like, weird, washed up, like, second-rate C-plus JV Tiger and just start smoking.
I think he's already there except for the fanboys that don't realize that.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. The other news of the night, Mike Zimmer, he was unable to coach because he had emergency eye surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Thought, you know, we'll throw it out there. We love Coach Zim. We were driving, and it was, you know, the news broke that he had eye surgery. I think the happiest that we have ever been was the 10 minutes that we discussed Mike Zimmer possibly wearing an eye patch on the sideline.
How awesome would that have been? Holy shit. That would have made my year.
Yeah.
It really would have, especially if it was like the legit black eye patch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he would not go to the lengths to get the logo put on. We talked about Jack Del Rio.
Yep.
If it was Jack or if it was like Bruce Arians.
Pete Carroll,
they would have like their team logo put on the
Rex
eye patch.
Rex
Ryan. Yeah. But when it comes to Zim, he's just a no-nonsense guy. Maybe he walks out of the hospital with just the adhesive beige
yep.
over his eye. Either way, it would have been an incredible sight to see, and we would have instantly sold a t-shirt with that picture on it.
So the Vikings lost. The Cowboys did not cover. The one thing I did notice, though, saw a couple Wildcat plays. I think Coach Sperano had his hand in that. He's trying to bring the Wildcat back.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how about your boy Sammy Sleeves?
Oh,
The big short Sam Bradford.
Yeah, he played a pretty gutsy game when you consider how many weapons he has out.
Oh, okay.
So the offensive line, his coach is out, and he basically got his ribs knocked through. So, well,
I wrote down a joke about that.
Andy drove down and scored almost a game-tying drive. Touchdown.
Do you want to hear a joke that I wrote about?
Yeah, you wrote down a joke. Go ahead.
Yeah. I call him Marilyn Manson because he got his ribs taken out and then sucked. It's my joke about Sam Bradford for tonight. Thanks. It was a pretty good joke. But seriously, Sam's.
Thanks for writing that down.
He's probably worth the two picks now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think so. Good. They're still in the playoff
hunt. You nailed that one.
Still in the playoff hunt. All right, let's do. We actually have a bonus power rankings real quick. We were talking about this in the bus. It came up because we were talking about people who talk about their fantasy football team and dreams. And it's the worst conversation when someone – you actually said, I would rather hear someone talk about their fantasy football team than tell me about their dream. Mm-hmm. And so the power rankings that we came up with are worst conversations to have with people. So those two are in, and everyone else is going to chip in a couple. And I think Hank's ready to go.
When someone talks about like their favorite bar – that you've never been to?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, they got shuffleboard.
Yep.
In the back, and they've got a decent beer selection, but not like too. It's not like a weird craft beer place that's intimidating. But they have like a dozen different, usually pretty good. They have two rotating taps.
But like kind of a dive.
Yeah, and my buddy knows the guy that is actually the general manager there. So a lot of times he'll hook us up, give us like a free pitcher every now and again.
Yeah, cut the line.
Yeah, cut the line. Definitely.
Always cut the line.
Yeah.
What's your next one?
I thought we were only doing one.
No, okay.
So you told me.
Oh, okay.
You actually told me I didn't have to do any.
I got one.
Yeah.
Telling your grandparents that you broke up with a significant other that they really liked.
Yeah. That one's tough. That could kill a grandparent.
Before my grandmother passed away, shout out Mimi. I know you're listening right now. Before she passed away, she really liked my high school girlfriend a lot.
Yeah.
And I just never told her that we broke up.
That's good. She's
for like 2 years because she liked her so much.
But she's in heaven. She's peacefully in heaven.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, nice. I have.
You want to do thoughts and prayers?
Till now, if she's an award with, she might listen to the show in heaven. Yeah. So we'll cut that part.
Shout out, Mimi.
Yeah, we'll cut that part. I have anytime this happens every now and then when you ask someone like how you doing and they say not well, whatever comes after that.
Yeah, I just turn around.
Like no, I'm asking you how you're doing just so you can say okay or good.
Have you ever?
And then we just keep going.
That conversation usually happens when you're like at work or something, and you've opened up the refrigerator. Yeah. And you're like, how's it going, man? The other person in the kitchen, and you're just in there, and you're like, oh god,
fuck.
I'm just gonna I'm gonna keep my head in this refrigerator until you say whatever.
Or they don't say not well. They just give a real loud sigh. Like, please ask me how my day is not going well.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
or you just walk past somebody. Well, this day can't get any worse.
Gosh. And then my other one was whenever you have to talk to like your parents' friend that you only see like once every couple of years, whatever that conversation is about, it is the worst conversation of all time.
That's a good point. My second one was when your friend or your friend's significant other gets involved in a pyramid scheme, and the second that you can tell that they're pitching you on their weird little Shakeology thing.
I still would like to be involved in a pyramid scheme.
Well, I think we could pull off a pyramid scheme right now. Because we'd be, if we launched a Pardon My Take pyramid scheme, which we've discussed.
Yep. Ponzi scheme guys. Yeah. We just want to take the cash.
We wouldn't have a product.
Yeah, we don't want anyone to have to go sell
our,
for us.
Our product is cash.
It's
okay?
Us. Yeah, it's us.
But yeah, if you're at the top of a pyramid scheme, that's awesome. That's
so
choice cut.
I'm such a sucker, and I mean people know I'm already a sucker because I have a gambling problem. But I'm such
you're
a
more of
sucker.
A mark.
I'm a mark, I'm a sucker, whatever you want to call it. I'm convinced I could beat a pyramid scheme. Like, I could get to the top.
All right. you want to
make
an interest?
I'd walk in and be like, I know there's a pyramid scheme, but guess what? I'm going to probably beat it.
I just hate when somebody's like, so I'm selling Scentsy now, and it's candles, and I'm going to teach you all about how to sell candles.
Dexafit or something, there was, you remember that back in the day? All the girls on Facebook were selling Dexafit or something. It was crazy. Yeah, there was some kind of. People know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hank, I saw
it's all,
you.
It's on Instagram now.
Timely reference.
It's Instagram.
It's all
now,
on Instagram now. All right. I don't think any of us got our NFL picks ready, but let's just we won't do them. We'll tweet them out for the super contest. Shout out to Oddshark. Shout out to Oddshark. Thank you for getting us in the super contest. So we won't say our picks, but let me just say this. I think this is going to be a wonky week. It's one of those weeks where it's just like crazy things happen. I just have a feeling, and I was looking. I feel like this is going to be a wonky week.
Well, so I was looking at what Vegas was doing, and they moved a couple lines, which I expected. Mm-hmm. Because when they came out, they were trying to draw some of the suckers in.
The Vegas
Which they did.
Yeah, yeah.
So Vegas did a great job early in the week. And I think they're going to – Vegas is going to turn a profit this week.
Yeah, for sure.
Vegas is – they're licking their chops. This is the week that Vegas really sticks it to people. And I think that it's going to come at the expense of a lot of home dogs.
Ooh,
this week.
Dogs are going to be barking.
Dogs are barking at home, so okay. Keep an eye on that. And I was looking at some of the schedules.
Yeah, well, I was about to say that. Don't let me cut you off, but I'm going to cut you off here. The Jacksonville Jaguars – just randomly, I was just looking at their schedule. They got versus Denver, versus Minnesota, at Houston, versus Tennessee, at Indy. That's probably 2-3.
Well, so the Jaguars, they're hosting the Vikings at some point too, right?
Yes.
That's a hungry team too.
Versus Minnesota. And so Minnesota's schedule, do you want to hear them too? Quickly, I'll rattle that off. They're at Jacksonville versus Indianapolis, at Green Bay versus Chicago. That's 2-2.
Yeah. So this is one of the weekends where you want to spread it out a little bit. I don't feel comfortable betting all my life savings on one game. I would spread it out.
All right, and that was our picks. follow along, and we'll tweet, like we said, we'll tweet out our picks from the Pardon My Take Twitter, thanks to Oddshark. All right, let's do a couple ads, and then we are going to do our interview, our great interview, with LA Rams quarterback Jared Goff.
For those of us who love and live sports, this is the best time of year to be a sports fan. We've got the College Bowls kicking off. We've got playoff football right around the corner, and we've got the Super Bowl. It's going to be awesome, and what better way to make it a little bit more entertaining than throwing some money on it? That's why I use BetDSI.com. It's a great site. It's A-plus rated on most sports book review sites. They've got great service, and they offer odds on pretty much everything, including all the great sports we know and love. They carry all sorts of crazy odds on reality TV shows, basketball, hockey, you name it, they've got it on BetDSI. The site's quick, mobile access works great, and it's very easy to use. Playing there makes watching games a lot more intriguing, that's for sure. And as a Pardon My Take listener, BetDSI is giving you a great promotion. You can try them out for free. Sign up at BetDSI using promo code TAKE10. That's BetDSI.com, TAKE10. You'll get $10 for free to play on the many current sporting and world events happening now. This interview is also brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. Everyone knows that. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. You can find candidates in any city, any industry, nationwide. Just post once, watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails, no juggling calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/PMT. That's ZipRecruiter.com/PMT.
All right, we now welcome on friend of the program, long overdue. We've been trying actually to coordinate for a while now. LA Rams starting quarterback Jared Goff. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. First question, not to like be daunting here. This weekend, Tom Brady going for his 200th win, you going for your first win. Is that intimidating at all? Again, not trying to intimidate you.
Wow.
200 versus 1, kind of big numbers there.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know that, so I'm a little intimidated now, I guess. I didn't know that before you said that.
My bad.
But, no, it'll be fun. I'm excited to get on the same field with him and get a chance to just see him play. It'll be cool.
That's awesome. In prep going into this week, were you, like, looking at the Patriots defense? Were you, like, game planning for Teddy Bruschi and Mike Vrabel?
No.
No?
No, I grew up watching those guys, though. I grew up watching them, and now Teddy's on NFL Live, so I don't think I'll be preparing for him too much.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, they're not on the team.
So that quote obviously was like, it went viral. Jeff Fisher mentioned your coach mentioned Danny Woodhead in the game plan. Yeah, was that did that get discussed at all in the meetings?
I think he was talking about Danny Amendola.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
What do you mean? So they all look alike to you?
No. I think really he was talking about Danny Amendola and may have misunderstood the question being about running backs. And I think he was talking about Amendola because he actually played for the Rams and.
Right.
So him calling him Danny wouldn't be that out of the ordinary, I guess.
So that makes sense.
So you got to start last week in the Superdome. What was it like playing in that building? Because that's the best place to watch a game from the stands, but what's it like to be on the field?
It was really cool. I mean, we walked across the field pregame and then, getting out there, like I said, before the game and during the game was really cool. And even, Drew Brees was out there. That was, awesome to see him and just get a chance to shake his hand after the game. I mean, honestly, I grew up watching these guys, grew up a fan of these guys, and getting a chance to play against them is really cool.
Who did you grow up not a fan of?
Mm. Not a fan of. Oh. Quarterback-wise? Man, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to make sure I don't say anybody that's still playing.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler?
Jeff Garcia? Were you a Jeff Garcia guy growing up before?
I was.
Okay.
A huge Jeff Garcia guy.
Yeah.
He was my guy when I was – yeah, he was my favorite. I guess I'm not a fan of was Tim Rattay.
Mm. Ooh, yeah. Good call. I don't think anyone
kind
was
of controversial.
Tim Rattay's mom wasn't a fan of Tim Rattay.
he was the Niners quarterback when I was one of the many when I was growing up, and I was a big Niner fan, and they were terrible with him. And
yes,
I could never get on board with him ever.
They absolutely were. All right, so you know that we are big football guys. We love football guys. You have been around football all your life. Rate Jeff Fisher as a football guy.
As big of a football guy as they come.
Okay.
Love it.
That's his whole deal. I mean, he's there all day, and obviously he's been a head coach for a long time. Been in football, longer than a lot of head coaches in the league, so he's a huge football guy.
What, does he sleep at the office?
Probably at times. I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about his long shirts? Is that, like, is anyone, like, hey, coach?
So...
Your shirt's really long.
I listened to Hecker on here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
and I heard you ask. I heard you ask the same question. I was kind of thinking. I didn't really notice that until you said that. Now I'm kind of thinking about it.
Uh-oh.
There is times where it'll be a little baggy, but I think that's his thing.
We have a very limited repertoire of
Jeff Fisher questions.
So you listened to Johnny Hecker interview that we did. Has he given you any tips? Because he's got a cannon, right? He can throw the ball. Has he been taking you under his wing and showing you how he throws a football?
He does. Sometimes, tomorrow, I think every Friday or Saturday we'll do it. Every Saturday when we do our walkthrough, we'll do a little pat and go drill, and I'll always be right next to him, and he'll be giving me pointers, coaching me up, telling me what to do, and I'll actually marvel at how clean of a stroke he has and how nicely he throws the ball. Actually,
what about you? Obviously, with Hard Knocks this year, we all. Learned a lot about the Rams.
This is another one. Again, I listen to the show a lot. I know what's coming now.
Okay, well, now I'm going to have to change it up. Have you figured out the sun rises in the east and sets in the west?
Exactly.
Oh, that was, yes, did you expect that? Because I have another Hard Knocks question.
No, that's I always hear PFT give me a hard time about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll get a text from my friend, hey, PFT is talking shit about the sunrise again. I'm like, all
right. Well, we talk a lot of shit about the sun on this show.
Yeah, so. The sun is a motherfucker.
What you did was you negged the sun, which is impressive. Like,
yeah.
I have a lot of respect for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I don't think I did it purposely, but it was a whole big ordeal that was kind of blown out of proportion that came from a really short conversation that became a big whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Cal education. You guys are known for your smarts. It's okay. Everyone has brain farts.
Yeah, I didn't graduate, so.
Oh, that's true. Okay, so there you go. So when you graduate, I bet you, I bet you that they teach that last year at Cal.
That's
where the sun rises.
Astronomy 400.
That's what I heard. I missed the last course for it,
No, my other Hard Knocks question was your strength and conditioning coach. What was his name? Brock? No.
Rock's great.
Rock, yeah. So he's famously hiked the ball to all these quarterbacks. And
yes.
So now you're up. You're getting hiked the ball all the time from him. Are you like, wow, man, this guy's ass has he's had Brett Favre's hands in his ass.
Well, who hasn't?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever take a step back? Yeah.
That's kind of like when I first got there, they're like, okay, Rock's going to snap. And, you know, he snapped to Brett Favre. He snapped to Aaron Rodgers. He snapped to all these guys. And I was like, oh, wow, like, this is kind of a big deal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sure enough, you know, now I'm getting almost all the snaps from him in practice. And, you know, it's an honor.
Yeah. Going into the draft, it was you were going to be number one or number two. That was the consensus. And, like, from the outside, all I know about the draft is what I hear from what Mel Kiper tells me. And then from the movie and then from the movie Draft Day, which I think was probably a really realistic interpretation of what happens, where, like, teams try to trick players and, like, do really weird evaluations, like putting a $20 bill in the back of a playbook, or, like, trying to make sure trying to trick them, essentially. Did any team really step into a weird place to try to, like, find out some weird information from you?
You know, I got asked that a lot about, like, what was the weirdest question, and the one I can think of is, I won't say which team, but they asked me, who's a famous linebacker number 56? And I think this kind of goes back to, like, your whole, like, football guy thing, like, seeing if I'm, like, a real, you know, into football. And I couldn't really think of one. I was sitting there, and I was like, oh, man, I don't really know. And I gave a bad guess, and they just kind of looked at me. And
Lawrence Taylor?
Like, Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence and just Taylor. Shook their head. Like, oh, I shouldn't
have. LeVar Arrington.
Damn.
And I was like, well, I wasn't born when he was playing, but, you know.
Oh, that's a good point.
True. True. Wait, what?
He might not have existed.
You're, what, 22?
Just turned 22, yeah.
What year were you born?
94.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. That's crazy. So Hank's older than you.
94.
Hank is like your.
You don't remember.
Some weird questions. Like, you'll go through the whole process, and it's, I mean, it's not a fun process, so especially, I guess, as a quarterback going through it. You just get. I got to the point where, you know, I'm talking to my friends, and I'm all guarded and everything they ask me. And it's like, you know, I don't really know who's, like, being honest and stuff. So you kind of have to. It's a tough process.
Did you, back to draft day, did everyone show up to your birthday party in college?
They did.
Okay.
They
good.
Did. My friends were there. Yeah.
All right. What is it? Mac, whatever, no Matt, matter what?
Mac Gasol.
No. What was the coach? The guy he had to draft. This is great radio.
Sonny.
No, the linebacker.
I forget.
I don't know either.
Don't worry. Did you see draft day, Jared?
Yeah, he wrote it on a piece of paper and put it in his pocket. It's something Mac, no matter what. This is really great. This is a great interview trick where we talk about a really bad movie mid-interview.
No. This is actually it's a good point. Jared, have you seen Draft Day?
I have not.
Oh, that's a red flag.
Ooh, that is a red flag.
If I was a GM, you might be off my board.
Now, do you consider yourself a football guy, or is that something you're going to have to, like, you're going to have to work on and become more of a football guy over the years?
No, I mean, definitely. I've been playing my whole life, but I think I'm just more of an overall sports fan, really. I mean, I like every sport. I played all three growing up. My dad played baseball, so I grew up around a lot of different sports, and I'm more of just a sports fan, but obviously I am a football guy because I do play the sport as a living.
Can you dunk a basketball?
Yes.
If you weren't a football player, what would you be, besides an astronomist?
If I wasn't a football player, I'd probably be playing baseball. I don't know. I mean,
you wouldn't be a firefighter or a soldier?
Growing up, I just kind of had to figure it out. Play a sport.
What position did you play in baseball?
Shortstop.
Oh, okay. Got a little arm there.
A little bit. Sometimes.
I mean, I guess
rangy.
So. Yeah, quarterback kind of works. Well, how fast could you throw?
I never really pitched, so I don't really know. All right. But probably not too fast.
I could probably throw right now, no big deal, like 68 on the black.
Probably.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah. It's believable. It's a believable number. I just kept it under
absolutely.
70 for a reason.
Did you get to call your own plays last week? Because I noticed that you were throwing some passes to Tavon Austin that weren't, like, 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and I hadn't seen that before.
No, that was those were called plays.
Oh, that was a good game play. I like that, actually. It was effective. You were dropping dimes last week.
Yeah. Dimes all over the place. All right, so also you're a West Coast guy. You're a San Francisco guy. Do you get mad when people say San Fran?
Frisco.
Yeah, Frisco's bad.
I'm a San Fran guy.
Yeah.
San Fran's not terrible. It's like if you're from the Bay Area, like, the city is San Francisco. You would never really say I'm going to San Francisco. Yeah. You say I'm going to the city. If somebody says they're going to San Fran or Frisco, you know they're not from there.
Hey, here's a good question. How often do people think your last name's Golf?
A lot.
Oh. There we go. That was a good question.
Great question.
And a lot of people call me Jeff a lot.
Oh,
Jeff.
I think I called you Jeff earlier in this interview, actually.
I actually, just by mistake.
I mean, we're
friends here, and this is the trust tree. I think you actually would be a little bit better off as a Jeff.
You really?
Maybe a PH. Ooh, Jeff with a PH.
That's ridiculous. G-E-O-F-F? G-E-O-F-F?
No, you'd be a good... A lot of people call me Jeff, I think because my last name's FF, and it kind of like makes messes with people's heads. Like the, okay, like the game, the rapper, the game, he had a song come out recently and like gave me a shout out, but called me Jeff Goff. And so I don't know if it really counts.
Oh, okay. Like some poor guy over there is like, Jeff Goff is like, wow, I got shout out on this rap song. But I like this idea PFT just threw out there. G-E-O-F-F-G-O-F-F.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeff.
What's the difference? A little extra E, a little extra effort. That's the only difference. Or you could pull off a Jarrett. With a double T.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a good old boy. That's like a Brett Favre.
That's not a San Fran.
You'd have to fire your agent and hire Bus Cook if you were Jarrett.
Bus, yeah. No, that's right.
Hey, what was the process like with agents coming after you, like knowing that your draft stock would be so high? Were they like just real assholes, like calling you all hours of the day, showing up at your house with a bouquet of flowers?
No, man, I actually was lucky. My dad kind of went through it, so he handled a lot of it for me. And while I was playing during the season, they're obviously trying to contact you, you know, trying to get ahead. And my dad set up a few meetings for me. He, you know, he vetted some of the guys, and I actually had talked to some people. And but
did he wet the beak? Did he wet the beak at all? Maybe get a little taste.
He did not wet the beak at all. No.
Okay. That's not allowed. If I was ever taking meetings for my son who was going to be drafted, there'd be a lot of beak wetting going on.
You're like Cam Newton said.
There is. You'd be surprised. There is a lot of beak wetting that does happen.
I bet.
My dad unfortunately didn't wet his beak at all, but it was good. No, I set up a few meetings and then ultimately picked who I went with.
So being a quarterback in Los Angeles, have you gotten to hobnob with a lot of celebrities? You're like a big shot now. You forgot where you came from, or what's up with that?
No, man, of course not. I actually haven't had a chance to really go out much other than with Caleb that one time. I'm sure, you know, I was out with him when he came out here, and that was really it. I haven't really got a chance to go out much.
Yeah, you went out in Chicago after the draft. That was, I think it was raining that. That was a pretty – New York City, that's the one thing. Like, when the draft was in New York City and it was, big deal and people go pop bottles, I feel like Chicago – like the drafts in April, it was rainy. It was kind of gross out. I remember you hit me up, and I was just like, "I'm probably just gonna sit on the couch."
Yeah, you were staying in. It was okay. Yeah. You know, we were trying to get something going with Big Cat, but he wanted to stay in.
Well,
I apologize. I'm gonna apologize now.
Listen, Jarrett, we're professionals, and there's such a thing as a conflict of interest here, so we can't be partying with you because that would make us that would shade our coverage a little bit.
Right.
And we try to
absolutely.
Be honest.
Understood. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
What how is it playing in the Coliseum? Are the facilities like underneath are they updated at all, or are they just really, really old?
Well, our facilities are up in North LA.
Right.
Above LA basically.
But game
day. It's all temporary.
Okay. But game day, so, are the locker rooms in the Coliseum like a piece of shit?
Oh no, USC's got plenty of boosters. Those things are nice. So
that's right.
It's good. I don't know about the away locker room, but the home locker room's nice.
I don't know.
Who would you rather share a locker room with as co-tenants? The Oakland Raiders or the San Diego Chargers?
I don't know. Hopefully neither. I mean, I don't know.
Ooh, good answer.
I have a feeling one of them's gonna come, but you know, I'd love it if LA was.
You've been taught. You've been taught well.
So, Philip Rivers, if he gets in that locker room, he's bringing his nine kids, and they're going to make a mess and create a kid stink all over the place.
Kid stink?
Kid stink. You can tell when a kid's been in your room. And then Derek Carr, I feel like he's – over the next 10 years, Derek Carr is going to have at least six kids. So, I would say take like 1 year of Philip Rivers over 10 years of Derek Carr's little weasels running around.
Yeah, no, that's a good call. That could be a problem for sure.
Yeah, whisper in Cranky's ear about that.
One more good question before we get to the last three questions. By the way, it was Vontae Mack. I just looked it up. So I know it was bothering everyone. Vontae Mack, no matter what.
Oh, we're going back. Draft day. We're going back to draft
but
day.
But my last question before we get to the final three, that guy on your team who doesn't believe in dinosaurs, that's something, huh?
Oh, he's oh, it's the best. You know, I actually talk to him about that quite often.
Oh, really?
And he talked to me a lot for so long once that he kind of almost convinced me.
Okay, we're gonna have to get him on and just do a dinosaur episode.
Honestly, if somebody persuasive and charismatic enough came around, I could be talked into believing that dinosaurs and humans exist at the
same
time.
Or a 300-pound man who's super athletic.
Yeah.
He just kept saying, like, have you ever seen a dinosaur? I was like, no. He's like,
that's a great point.
What they look like in the pictures. And I was like, you're right. I don't know. You're right.
Okay, now you've got my brain cooking. Because, right. Like, how come we know, like, what dinosaurs' skin looked like? We don't have any skin, right?
That's his point.
Yeah, what color were dinosaurs? Like, we're just going to make them all green? Somebody sat down and was like, oh, they were green.
I've never been to Russia.
Dead scales.
We know that exists?
No.
Huh. Okay, well, let's not go down this rabbit hole. This is for another time. This is for off-season. Yeah. All right, final three questions that we're going to ask. First one, do you wash your apples?
No.
Oh, all good right. Good man. Good man.
Did anybody ask you that question during the draft?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's an indictment of the scouting happening. Process. Yeah.
Second last question, who's the most famous person in your cell phone?
Probably Coach Fisher.
Ooh. Do you want to give him a call?
No.
Do you want to call Coach?
He's on his phone. We got to stop getting people on their phone so that they can call people. And also, we're under hot seat, PFT and Big Cat, because people are getting mad at us because we haven't gotten a phone call in a while. We haven't called anyone in a while. So
I'm going to see who I could actually.
Oh. But you're on Skype. You're on Skype on your phone.
I'm not going to promise anything. Let me see.
Hey, just give him. Okay. Don't talk him out of it, Big Cat. Okay, negotiating against yourself. Jesus Christ!
You
got a burner.
No, I don't have anybody I can call.
Okay,
no.
All right, we'll cut that. All right, final question. Question I'm going to ask. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. I read in your Wikipedia that you got like an enzyme thing going on. You can't eat protein. What's up with that? You being a little bit of a pussy? Well, yeah, that's in your Wikipedia.
Oh God!
What's up with that? You got being a little pussy. You don't eat a steak.
You got an enzyme problem?
Yeah, you got an enzyme issue.
Addicted to not eating enzymes.
So, I've been always lean my whole life, like always trying to put on weight, always pretty lean.
Same.
And when the draft process came around, I had to put on, you know, whatever it was, 10 pounds or so before the draft. And we had this nutrition slash like doctor, you know, he looked at blood cells basically is what he did. His job was. And so he took our blood and he looked at our cells, and he's smarter than anybody that I know, and was able to figure out that I was protease deficient is the enzyme, the name of the enzyme.
Sounds
so it has
up.
To do with the protein, obviously.
Okay.
And so I wasn't breaking down protein the right way. I don't really know, honestly, what the science is behind it. But he put me on this new powder or something.
Ooh,
that
Rock and Refuel.
I don't know.
Yeah. So wait. So are you no longer? Are you cured?
I think so. I think he bridged. It's like it was a broken bridge, and he bridged the gap, and I'm good now.
Nice. Okay. You know what? Okay. We should. It's too bad that we didn't talk earlier, because we should really start like a charity fund for proteo whatever the fuck you have.
Are you?
And then,
yeah.
This is where we wet the beak. Yeah, this is where we wet the beak. We take a little off the top,
yep.
And then we give the rest to the kids who can't eat proteins.
Are you going to wear cleats on Sunday raising awareness of this?
Yeah, I'll have my protease deficient cleats on. So you'll
perfect.
See
I love it.
All right, let's start a movement. Jared. All
right. Thanks so much for joining us. Good luck this weekend against Ty Law and Lawyer Malloy.
Rodney Harrison will be out there too.
Yeah. Oh, watch out. He goes for the knees. Okay. We appreciate you. Yeah, that's true. A former Rams quarterback. He took him out. Yeah, he's got
forget.
A history with the Rams.
They forget.
Yeah. All right, Jared, thank you so much. Best of luck this weekend. And we look forward to maybe doing this in person sometime.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a good one, man.
All right.
That interview was brought to you by DraftKings.com. DraftKings has a huge contest coming up with over $100,000 in total prizes being given out. Yesterday, Larry picked the Cowboys to beat up on the Vikings, so you might want to get in on the action. He lost, but he's got more picks this weekend, and he is ready, and all these teams have some great players. I think he has the Packers, so maybe go to DraftKings.com and get Aaron Rodgers and root with Larry, and do it right now, DraftKings.com. It is the destination for one-week fantasy football. The best part, you can fight off the Sunday scaries by winning huge cash prizes. Don't forget your favorite podcast host when you do. Give a little wet the beak back. So don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com today.
Use the code BIGCAT2PLAY for free with your first deposit this weekend. That's code BIGCAT2PLAY for free for your share of over $100,000 in total prizes this weekend only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. All right, let's do some segments. Thanks to Jared for coming on the show. Award-winning listener as well. Recurring guest and award-winning listener.
How about that?
That feels nice. Let's start with one of our favorite segments. It probably doesn't fully apply here, but we're going to do it anyway. Peter King ate the trash again.
Yeah.
He tweeted out during the game tonight, "This has got to be one proud moment for Mike Zimmer, even if he can't see it."
That's just a little bop on the nose for Peter, because that's funny.
That's right. He, you know what Peter did? He just sniffed the trash.
Right. He had two Allagashes, and he walked by the trash, and he was like, huh, is that somebody left some the nachos without the plastic top on it?
And you're like, Peter, don't do, get your nose cream. Away.
I smell olives, sour cream,
and then he went and took a nap on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Mike Zimmer, he might not, were they saying that, like, he could possibly never see again?
Well, leading up to this game, for the last like 2 weeks, he'd been watching film with one eye, which I love.
Yeah,
does wonders for your depth perception.
Yeah,
that way, he had been just basically locking himself in a shed, staying away from light. Mike Leach, coaching tree right there. So yes, he could. If he had actually coached this game, he could have gone blind. They said.
Yep.
I don't know whether I believe that, but that's what they told me. So
I also loved all the stories being like, we're trying to keep Mike Zimmer's blood pressure low. It's like that movie. What was that movie that came out a year ago where they're trying to crack the Nazi code? Wow, I stumped you with the Nazi question. Either way, keeping Mike Zimmer's blood pressure low is like the Nazi movie with the code.
Imitation Game.
There we go. Oh, thank you.
I was going to say, trying to keep Zimmer's blood pressure low is like Sisyphus pushing that rock up a hill.
There we go.
Because
you didn't look that up.
That is a task that it's impossible.
Right.
The second it lowers, it's going to spike back up again.
He can't do it. You need to maybe get back on the History Channel.
Yeah, I do. I hit record series for Hunting Hitler last night. So look for my references to get stepped up over the next 2 weeks.
Oh, you're going to get it popping.
Yeah.
That's how your Christmas break's going to be spent.
That's right.
You're going to be hunting Hitler.
Uh-huh.
Respect the biz. This is a big one, especially for chow dogs like ourselves. Baseball's new deal came out. We're not getting a strike. There's labor issues, and they resolved them all.
Mm-hmm.
But part of it, they are banning chewing tobacco from MLB. They're grandfathering it in. So if yes. you're a current player,
grandfathering is the right word to use here too.
You can still chew, but if you're a new player, if you're a rookie as of next year, you cannot chew tobacco.
I'm sure that'll be policed very closely.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just for public imaging. Like, there's going to be a guy in the locker room,
right,
being like, "Hey, that looks like chaw."
Yeah.
Better spit it out.
Are all the umpires supposed to know the ages? Like,
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, how the hell are you going to figure? I'll say this: baseball purists like Bob Ryan must be rolling over in his grave,
right?
Because these guys have been around the game for so long, they've seen guys like guys back in the day would have both cheeks filled with chewing tobacco. Terry Francona goes through probably a pack and a half of Red Man. It's like part of the culture,
right?
And now you're telling them that you can't do it,
right? I think it's offensive to me. You should have the right to get cancer if you want it,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you're stealing that right from baseball players. I also think that if they actually police this correctly, it's going to be really interesting in like 20 years. It's like when the last hockey player who didn't wear a helmet, like the last guy who still can chew. That will be a really special moment. It will. And I hope he becomes a manager so he just keeps it going.
They'll
make a movie out of that someday. It's like The Last of the Mohicans. Boom, nailed that one.
Is it really more healthy to not chew tobacco than it is to chew tobacco? Do we know that? Ooh. There haven't been any studies, right?
No. Studies are still inconclusive.
Every person that hasn't chewed tobacco has died in history. A little sabermetrics for you.
Okay.
Or will die.
True.
I'm just right. spitting facts, dude.
Yeah. That's okay. It's late, but
stay woke.
A little too many facts there. Hurt or injured, Rob Gronkowski. I want to hear from Hank first.
Yeah.
Hank, let's get how you feeling. You were like very angry when the news broke. We were all together. I tried to touch your hand. You pulled it away. You were very upset.
Still very upset.
Okay.
Well,
you know, if he retired right now, he would retire with 69 touchdowns if he never caught another one.
That legitimately concerns me.
He might do it.
So awesome.
Rob Gronkowski might retire just for the joke.
No, but it's like a destiny thing.
It really is a destiny thing.
He wants to retire, but like it's written in the stars. No, I'm not even gonna say it.
It's truly flirting with destiny. It really is. It's fucked up.
He'll be back
to say, but it really is.
Would they bring him back and let him catch a touchdown unopposed, like in one of those high school games where they have the like team manager that's developmentally disabled? And
it's too bad that he wasn't at 68, and it could have been like Bernie Mac, Mr. 3000.
Yeah.
Yeah, he comes back, and he gets to catch the 69 touchdown. Now I'm firing on movie references. I just went 2 for 2 in the last 2 minutes.
So
sabermetrics for you.
So the big question on everybody's mind is, there's a tight end out there that's not suspended by the NFL. Very familiar with the Patriots playbook. Does he get a call from Belichick? Does he get a you are receiving a call from inmate number 7630 at the what is it, Foxworth Correctional Facility?
This show is going off the rails.
Serial. It's going to be serial. Aaron Hernandez is learning his playbook every week.
You forget hunting Hitler. Like, I think your new thing is hunting Aaron Hernandez. Yeah. And justice for Aaron Hernandez and his eligibility in the NFL.
You know, they say find what you're passionate about and go with it.
It's amazing.
But, I mean, the good news for the Patriots is they do have Bennett, right? Mm-hmm. And Bennett is a really good tight end. I know you hate him because you're racist, Big Cat. But he's a very talented tight end. And the Patriots, yeah, they'll take a step back, but it's not the end of the world. What I think is hilarious is that they could have had another good tight end in Tim Tebow when he was in town. Tim Tebow, he took a $1 million pay cut because Belichick asked him to not do that advertisement.
Correct.
But he wouldn't switch to tight end and get like a full guaranteed contract.
That's Tim Tebow.
Kind of a weird move, right?
Yeah, that's Tim Tebow. I, on the other hand, do think it's the end of the world because Robin Gronkowski is the best player in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So I do. I honestly think he's the best player in the NFL.
I still think they're getting at least the AFC Championship.
Yeah, probably right, because the AFC is bad.
Mm.
So, all right, let's do a just chill
Hank
out.
Wait. Hank doesn't think so? Hank,
no.
Trouble in Paradise?
No.
Hank, please put the mic to your... Thank you. Put the mic to your face. Okay.
Just chill out. What do we got for just chill out?
Oh, good just chill out. This is from Tim Kiwan from ESPN. He did a profile on Richie Incognito, and he was writing about him, and he said that Richie is like an Iroquois leader during wartime. Now, here's a fun fact about the Iroquois.
Mm.
I didn't know this until Tim Kiwan, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Tim Kiwan, he told me that during peacetime, the Iroquois would have like philosophers, forward thinkers, calm people. But during wartime, they would put the real wild cards. You know, the guys that you want on your team, but you'd hate to play against. They would be their leaders.
The guy that texts you the N-word.
The N-word and about your sister's wolf puss. I don't know. That's
probably
not an Iroquois name, wolf puss. But you want a guy like that in charge during wartime, and that's what Richie is on the Bills. And so, just chill out, dude.
Just chill out, but I kind of see where he's coming from.
Yeah. Because
Richie is that guy. Like, Richie, I know Richie. He is that dude that you want on your side when the chips are down. He's that dude.
But
he really is.
But let's ease up with, like, calling him an Iroquois.
Native American,
like,
allegories.
Yeah, allegory, yeah. No, good
Boom.
Word.
I'm back.
It's okay to like call Richie what he is. He's like kind of an asshole if he doesn't like you.
Right.
That's what Richie
Fair.
Is. Yeah.
Right. Fair. But he's also a great football player and a recurring guest.
Yep.
Shout out Richie. Oh, thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Thoughts and prayers to every woman out there who hasn't had their vagina licked by Lenny Dykstra. So to explain this, explain this story.
Lenny's been on a tear recently. He's been going on the Howard Stern show a lot and he likes to talk about his prowess at performing oral sex. He's apparently very proud of that. And they were like, no, Lenny, you're not that good. You barely have any teeth, man. Come on. And he's like,
you eat so many Twizzlers.
He's like, I totally am. And so he actually went to the lengths to bring one of his ex-girlfriends onto the Howard Stern show. Be like, tell him how good I am. And she was like, he's very good with his tongue.
He's good at making movements with his tongue.
He actually had two separate sources. Two women have testified in Lenny's behalf, saying that he is great with the cunnilingus.
So, yeah, I feel awful for every woman out there that hasn't had the pleasure of having Lenny Dykstra's face between their legs.
You haven't lived.
Yeah. So, in that spirit, why don't we give, you want to give Lenny a call?
Yeah, let's give him a call. Let's give him a call.
Yeah, Mr. Trent?
Hey, why don't you suck our clits?
Hey, Lenny, you been muff diving? Okay, and that was locker room talk with Lenny Dykstra.
I mean, come on, Lenny. Let's have a convo once. One time.
We're a very sex-positive show, and I feel like Lenny, he tries to back away from the tough conversation. He can spit that stuff with Howard Stern, but you step into a real man's world, like part of my take.
Yeah.
He can't hang.
Also, I thought that was nice of me to be like, hey, let's switch it up. Suck our clits, you know? Mm-hmm. You're so good at it. Let's see it. Put your money where your mouth is, you know, Lenny? Come on now. He actually has no money, so that's not a funny joke. Sorry, yeah. Lenny. my Greenberg dumb rules. We got one here for us. He's been on a tear this week.
Yeah.
What has he got now?
Well, a couple things. All right. So I tuned into today's show as I always do.
Yes.
And I turned on the TV and it said Mike Greenberg has some rule suggestions at the bottom of the screen. I was like, of course he does.
Jackpot.
And so his rule suggestion today was that the baseball team that has the best record during the regular season gets to determine whether or not the DH rule is used in the World Series.
I kind of don't hate it.
I'm not a fan. I would be a fan if it came from somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, here's what Mike Greenberg needs to do. He needs to get a surrogate, maybe like us.
Yes.
So
we'll put this rule out there.
Yeah, we'll put it out there. It's our rule. It's the part of my take rule. Mm-hmm. The team with the best record in the regular season gets to determine whether or not the DH rule is used in the World Series.
Gets to make bunting illegal in the World Series if they want to.
That's
right. Why not?
Yep.
Just change all the rules once you get to the World Series. That's the fun of the World Series.
That's right. It makes a double play worth three outs, actually.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, you won so many games, you get to decide. Ooh,
if you catch a ball in foul territory, it's actually just two strikes.
Yeah, you can limit the home runs like softball. Like the grown men that play softball on ESPN once a year, USA versus Canada.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And you can get actually a women's softball player to play short field.
Perfect. Yeah, 10 players.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't hate that. I like the 10 players.
Yeah. Oh, and one guy in the outfield gets a big net, like a crab net.
Perfect.
Catch balls.
But he has to put it on the opposite hand.
No, he puts it on his head. It's like mounted on the head. It's
like double dare.
It's a basket on the head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If the third out is a strikeout, the catcher can like roll the ball up to the mound, and if it just lands on top of the rubber, it's like an extra out or run.
They win the World Series. If you can land the ball from the catcher, if the catcher can
roll,
if the catcher can roll the ball like bowling, mm-hmm. and it makes contact with the rubber. So basically, mm-hmm. we're just making the World Series botchy.
Mm-hmm.
If you can roll it and stays on the rubber,
like
you win the World Series.
Also, your team's best slugger can bring, you know, he can warm up to bat.
Love the
with
word
like,
slugger, by
with
the way.
Like, with three bats for, you know, taking some practice cuts, he's allowed to take one cut at the actual plate with three bats.
I like it. Yeah. See if you can make contact. Or you get that, you know, the bat that when you played with wiffle ball,
mm-hmm.
and you had the yellow bat, but then someone would bring the big jumbo bat that, like, mm-hmm. if you just made a little bit of contact, the wiffle ball would go a million miles.
Or
you get one of those.
Each team should get one corked swing bat per game.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like that. Or just, like, different size balls, like in frisbee golf,
yeah.
disc golf.
Yeah. All great. Okay. All right, so that was Mike Greenberg's dumb rules.
And
I think we've got some good rules
and
there.
And here's a bonus, Mike Greenberg. So he went on the next segment. He got into a really big debate on if there's anybody out there that says the word tuckus more than Mike Greenberg. And he says tuckus a lot.
He asked this question or Mike Golic asked this
Golic
question?
Asked it.
Okay, all right.
I think it was like they were talking about on Lebatard the other day, but Golic brought it up. And Greeny said, actually, when he was in journalism school at Medill, Northwestern, never
mm-hmm.
heard of it,
mm-hmm.
one of the big three, he knew that he wanted to be on TV and in broadcasting, so he trained himself to never use the ass word, and instead of saying ass, he would only say tookus. So I think we're big journalists, right? We aspire to bigger and better things. We want people to take us seriously.
Do you know
what better way for people to take us seriously than to start using the word tookus more?
Do you know how big of a tookus hole you need to be to actually do that in college?
Yeah.
What a fucking tookus. God, I hate that. That's the worst. Actually, you know what's worse?
Do you know this story about Ravel that he told once? In college, also Northwestern. Think we're sensing a trend here, guys. Not exactly Evanston. I love Evanston, Illinois. Buff Joe, shout out, but not exactly like a hotbed for sex on that campus. Darren Ravel used to order pizza with anchovies on it so that no one else would steal his pizza, even though he didn't like anchovies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a major Ravel move. And it's also a major Ravel move to like think that everybody hates pizza with anchovies just because he's watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles a couple times. Like, anchovies are kind of delicious.
It's fucking ridiculous. That is Miguel. Okay. That's great.
But we're tookus. Using tookus
yeah,
from
yeah,
now
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we're tookus holes
okay,
now.
Okay, tookus.
Yeah. All right, we have our last segment of the week. Jimbo's. Hank, you got some Jimbo's for us?
All right. I started wetting my beak for fun after listening to Part of My Take. Turned into a full-blown gambling addict within a month.
Is that really a Jimbo?
No. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to life. This is a life we chose.
Yeah, La Familia. Hey, by the way, I didn't hear him say that he lost. He just said he was an addict.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, not a problem until you start losing.
Tiger Woods is an addict.
Yeah.
Not a problem until he started losing.
Some of my favorite golfers are addicts.
Was listening to Sips podcast while driving. Fell asleep because it was so boring and wrecked my car.
Wow. That's just mean.
What podcast was it?
It was the Bibs Simps.
And that's our great technical producer bleeping out words manually.
Look, I'm reading it.
I know. It was. Oh, he actually bleeped
it out. He actually
bleeped
it out.
Oh, I appreciate that, Michael. That was very nice of him. What do we got else?
Was listening to last week's Part of My Take while driving on a road trip with my girlfriend. When Big Cat said, at this point in my life, I'm a tire leaking gas, my girlfriend said to me, you're not alone. I'm 24.
Oh, wait.
The girl said she was leaking gas?
Yeah, this is a very important distinction.
She was telling her boyfriend that he is leaking gas.
What's the problem with that?
That's fine.
That's what guys do. They fart.
That's playful flirting right there.
Right. And also, like we're guys. We fart. Yeah. Girls don't. We do.
Actually, chicks like a guy that farts.
A lot. And burps in her face. Right. That shows, like, a certain
like
level of masculinity.
And, like, grabs her hair a little too tight.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's masculinity. Mm-hmm. Girls love that kind of stuff.
And spits.
Yeah.
Girl, here's a tip. Always have a spitter. Even if you don't chew tobacco, just have a spitter around.
Just spit everywhere and scratch your balls.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, that's another one. Keep your hands warm. Is that it? All the Jimbos?
No.
Oh, we got one more.
I was in a beer pong tournament for $500, a lot for a 22-year-old, over the weekend. Made it to the semifinals when I got blackout drunk and proceeded to puke on the pong table mid-game and got my team disqualified.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm calling bullshit on a lot of this because if you're so blackout drunk that you're puking onto the pong table, you're probably not good enough to reach the semifinals of a pong tournament. Unless you're playing against, like, 12-year-olds, which might be the case.
Okay, counterpoint. There's definitely a point when you're playing beer pong, like that 6 to 12 beer phase where you become really, really good.
Right.
And then but it can turn on you like in a matter of a half a beer, and that half a beer is the blackout beer.
No, I disagree.
Okay, I feel like this. He got to the semis.
And
then it all went downhill.
No, your body has a much bigger warning than just going from like being really good at beer pong to just spewing your guts all over the living room. You have time to make it to the bathroom.
Yeah, that is actually correct. That people who puke like on things, what are you doing?
That's a guy that will never get back invited back into that town.
No.
Again.
Last one. I went to a laser tag place after work with 7 coworkers, including some cute interns. Changed into my jeans I had in my car, which I didn't realize had a huge splooge stain running down my leg that lit up under the black lights in the arena.
Black lights matter.
I pulled my shirt over my pants, sat still the entire game, and told my teammates I was holding down the base. I made up an excuse to leave after the first game, but I could tell everyone knew.
Okay. Number one. People are going to hate on laser tag. Laser tag kicks ass.
True.
It is the best thing to do with your time.
Paintball's more fun, but go ahead.
No, laser tag.
That's a hard out.
Play for keeps.
Laser tag.
You can play for keeps with laser tag.
Laser tag's better. Here's all you have to do is just like order a milkshake or order just a drink and just spill it on yourself.
Yeah. This is a reminder, though. Black lights do matter.
They do. And also, you can just tell a chick, like, I peed my pants. Or like, oh, that's a drool for my dog.
Or
believe it.
Or if, now this goes
I'm
back.
I'm not a forensic scientist, but I think a splooge stain is different than a piss stain.
Yeah, but no.
Dog urine is crazy under black lights.
Hank, but here's what you don't think.
My dog peed right where my penis is.
Is that there's most girls won't be like, oh, that's a lie. I can spot a spewge a mile away. Let me smell it. Oh, that's definitely spewge. You know, like they'll be like, oh yeah, that's a pee stain.
All right. It's all about the confidence. We know that. We were just talking, you know, farting, burping. That's what guys do.
Mm-hmm.
A big semen stain on your pants, that is a sign that you were, you know, you got a lot going on.
It means it's a confirmation that you're in your sexual prime.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I'm fertile.
Right, exactly.
So just own it.
You're walking around and you're like, hey, ladies.
I'm capable.
You like this? Yeah. There's more where that came from.
Well, so you know how, like, girls, they like a guy that's tall? Usually, right? They like a guy that has a good job and can provide for them. They want a guy that they're biologically tuned to seek out guys that look fertile.
Mm-hmm.
What better proof is there
right.
than just having your boys dripping out of your fly?
Right. This is like a peacock walking around with the biggest, nicest feathers.
That's right.
Yeah. Look at this. Look at all this jizz on my pants. Actually, we little tip for all of our award-winning listeners. Start jizzing on your pants just walking around with it. I think it might work.
Are your hands?
Yeah,
if you're shaking hands with, just come. Yeah, you're looking like Spider-Man shooting webs. Yeah,
right. I got so much of where this is coming from. Look at this. Yeah. I got cum coming out of my hands. All right. Well, I hope we help some Jimbos out. That's our show for the week. We will see you guys in Indy and Detroit, and we'll see you Monday. Also, quick shout out to Blancs. He was an award-winning listener. And all his friends and family. We're thinking of you. And thank you, everyone, for following Pardon My Take. We hit that 100K.
Yeah.
So that was a big moment.
Means a lot.
Yeah. And do we love them?
We love you guys.
We love you guys.
We don't say that enough.
Pardon My Take, presented by Bar Stool Sports.